Welcome to our mini podcast, Boosting Your Practice in Frantic Times, produced for you by the teachers of Brussels Mindfulness. In this series, we talk about our struggles in the current pandemic and share some mindful coping strategies. Perhaps this will help you in your own daily life to find more serenity in the corona crisis. We hope you find some inspiration in these personal stories about mindful practices for everyday life. I am Silke Lalvani and I will kick off this series. Mindfulness has played an important part in my life for many years. Actually, it opened a whole new world for me. And as a certified mindfulness teacher, I wish to reach out to people, to offer new perspectives. I think there are lots of different challenges in this pandemic, but the thing I have been struggling most with is unpredictability. So I could feel that very clearly before the last lockdown, when new restrictions were announced again and we didn't know what would still be allowed in the next days, which activities could our kids still do, how could we organize the school holidays, and actually how long will the school holidays be? So all these questions, I felt them spinning around in my head and I got more and more nervous. And I think the reason for that was that I didn't feel in control anymore. So I tried to find a mindful approach to that. And the idea was to organize a week of self-care, because I thought that is something I can do. I can make sure that I'm in a position to deal much better with the situation, to be able to focus again on what is lying ahead of us. So what I did was to organize a lot of small breaks and mindful activities throughout the day. And one of the things that I really liked a lot and that I still continue doing nearly every day, and that is what I would like to share with you here in this podcast, that is to go for mindful walks. So I go to the woods, which are very near to our place, and like a sponge that absorbs all the water, I try to absorb or to inhale nature. So first of all, I take deep breaths to really smell what is around me, and I try to listen very carefully to all the sounds and noises that are around, the noises of nature. I also try to feel the earth underneath my shoes, and I look around myself to get aware of all these wonderful colors, the green, the orange, the yellow, brown, red, so all these colors of the woods. The idea behind these mindful walks for me is really to create positive experiences. So something that lifts you up in the middle of these challenging times. And maybe you can also counterbalance, in a way, these challenging times. Maybe also counterbalance my own negative thinking and my fears that are linked to the unpredictability. The woods, I must say, nature gives me a sense of stability, because the place I go to is always there. It is always unchanged, whatever the situation is around, in whatever mood I am, so whatever the outer and inner weather is like. And the fact that this place is always there gives me a sense of, yeah, I would say serenity, and also a feeling of being rooted during these unstable times. I'm Silke Lalvani, and you are listening to Boosting Your Practice in Frantic Times, a podcast brought to you by Brussels Mindfulness. Brussels Mindfulness is an organization offering mindfulness courses and coaching to individuals and organizations in order to provide mental resources in challenging times. We believe that mindfulness skills can make this world a better place, not only because it helps to improve individual well-being, but also because on a wider level, it leads to wiser choices and more kindness in this world. If you liked this episode of our podcast, please follow us on social media to get updates on new stories. And just spread the word. If you want to learn how to bring mindfulness into your own life or how to deepen your meditation practice, find out more on brusselsmindfulness.be. Have a good and mindful day.